Talking chips. We're talking sauce. Are you a favorite? Are you a favorite? Makes no sense.
Are you a favorite? Are you a
everybody, welcome to Watcher, your weekly-ish dose of all things pop culture. The boys are back in town. I'm Dan.
Yeah, I'm Mike getting a burger.
I'm Nath.
And it is Watcher burgering tonight because it are hungry. Em is looking after Batstash, who's a bit under the weather.
Yeah.
That's what a good woman does, apparently. Oh. And Nath, I told you to not be inappropriate, outrageous. No, she's looking after her man, which is lovely because he's a little bit really bad and stuff. Mm. Well, not that bad, you know, but like it's not ideal. Anyway, that story took longer than I thought. So we decided before we recorded to go and get burgers. So if you're hearing chewing, we tonight's episode is sponsored by Danny's Burgers on St. George's Road in North something.
Some place.
North Fitzroy. Wow, yeah. You're loud. Back the mic off, maybe.
Back off.
Now that the mic. Is that was a tasty
away,
burger.
So away from the mic.
I would like to introduce everyone my triple burger, which has... That is the sound of Nath's paper rubbing. My triple burger, which has three buns and three bits of meat and cheese. And what did you get, Mark?
I got just a single patty, but I got it with pineapple and egg and bacon. All the signs.
Crazy. I do not understand people without pineapple with hot food.
It's the taste of summer, as I'm led to believe.
It's the taste of summer.
You weren't even trying to pun them. That's just what's so outrageous. What about you, Nath? What did you get?
I got a double Danny's with cheese.
Nothing like some double D's.
No, well, it says double C on the side. So I've already been told off for saying that once.
But hey, so Watcher is back. Happy New Year. Did you guys have any New Year's resolution?
No. Just do stuff.
None?
Just do everything I do.
No New Year's resolution.
Better than last year.
That's right.
So be like Mike.
Represent.
2.5%.
Yeah, 105.
We're probably past 2.0 now. We're probably at like... 6.5. And Nate, nothing other than to stop having children?
What? That's definitely on the... life.
Are you getting a snip or...?
I think so. We might do that as an episode on the show.
We'll be watching cutting.
Yep. That'll be...
It's either the awkward Jewish episode or the awkward... No more sperm episode.
Yeah, well, that could be very awkward in so many places for so many reasons.
Em can host that one.
Because we know how well she does.
Yeah, with needles and penis.
Oh. So,
anyway.
Wow.
It's boy sound, baby. It's great. This is how we roll. But we're not really drinking.
No.
Well, my New Year's resolution was to get some sleep, which I've managed to not do. So far I'm off to a rollicking start.
You've still got 11 and a half months.
Isn't that what your New Year's resolution was last year?
And last year, was more penis.
Right. Right.
I did that well.
Mazel tov.
So, why don't we kick off with a bit of watching you?
Let's start off with a bit of watching news. First trailer for Ant-Man came out this week.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I was asleep. I found it boring.
I didn't think...
I found it boring.
I don't think that it really... I don't think it's the trailer that we've come to expect.
I did like the playful ant-sized trailer, though, which was before it.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
But as trailers go, too much Michael Douglas. I'm hoping that's as much as we get from Hank Pym in the actual film. I don't want to see any more.
Pym is the original Ant-Man, is that correct?
Mm.
Okay.
He is. One of us has to talk while the other one's eating.
Well, then don't take a bite while I'm eating. Oh. Come on. I'm hosting, man. Like, I can't do everything. So the deal is that Scott Lang went to prison and his daughter gets kidnapped.
Right.
And he's like a sciencey type guy and he steals the Ant-Man suit to save his daughter.
Okay.
And Hank Pym goes, be Ant-Man, dude.
And we've got... Who's the villain in this? Is it...
No idea.
Some guy that looks like Wasp. Like a Wasp.
No idea.
You haven't seen it in the preview, but yes, it will be.
Can I say this, though? Tom Taylor put a thing up on Facebook saying, you know, all those fight scenes where you don't see people getting taken out, there's just Ant-Man in the background taking them out. I would love that if they incorporated Ant-Man to be in the background of a lot of these existing films.
Yes, that would so be
That'd
so
be good. Freaking hilarious.
Yes.
Well, that was a brilliant comic.
Mm.
That actually happened in one of the comics. But I guess what disappointed me, sorry, I was swallowing a large piece of burger, was that, I mean, the Ant-Man helmet means a lot of it, we're not going to see his face.
Mm.
Like,
yes.
Yeah. I don't want that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not excited for it or anything. I just went, yeah. I was expecting more from a teaser trailer.
Yeah, well, you know, that's about as best you're going to get for a teaser trailer. Well, I'll reserve
there
judgment.
There was a lot. For a teaser trailer, there was a lot in it.
I want to see more action. I didn't see enough action.
What else?
Scarlett Johansson has now been linked to the role of... the lead character Major, I can never say her name. Anyway, she's the Major in Ghost of the Shell animated movies, which is pretty good. It's a great Japanese anime. So hopefully it'll be good. It'll be better than Lucy. But I really hope that that's going to be a good thing. So fanboys are very excited, obviously, because it's Scar Jo, but. That is a that's a big deal. So
I heard a rumor. This is comic book rumor. They say you've got a broken heart.
Really?
I don't.
Okay, it's a rumor then.
That because anyone who's been reading the latest issues of Axis, mm-hmm. They put in there a moment where Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver find out that Magneto is not their son.
Mm.
And the rumor I heard on the comics shop grapevine. I don't know if this is in the interwebs.
Mm.
Is it in the interwebs?
Mm.
Is that...
That's a yes.
Marvel have said it's what they're doing?
That's a... Well, it's on the interwebs.
It's on the interwebs. So essentially... It's not official. They're, because of the movie franchise and they can't use the word mutant, they're rewriting the history of the Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver in some capacity to make them Inhumans.
Oh. Yes, I did read that, which is very interesting. Don't know. What
if that's actually true, I mean, Remender's going to be doing it and I have faith in him, but I don't like that idea.
There's a lot of... retooling of characters right now. Marvel, DC, everywhere it's going on.
Yes, well...
But you know what I mean? Like, with the whole thing where, oh, my God, you know, technically Jarvis isn't in the movie thing, so he shouldn't be in the comic. That's not true. Mm. He's part of the history. They're Magneto's children. For fuck's sake, why are we dealing with this? Well, let's do a couple of watcher plugs. We have our Australia Day episode coming up.
Mm.
We do.
And you guys know what that means. That's our Watcher Australia comicking. What do we call it?
Craziness. That's what it is.
Every Australia Day.
Represent.
We have our bumper double issue thing, basically, where we review any new Australian comics that people want to send to it. Come on, the food is only just getting to my brain.
Okay. It's good.
Where we review any new Aussie comics that creators would like to send to us. We read them. We talk about them. It's our bumper Aussie special. And you, if you've got a comic or you know of one that you would like, get in touch with us or get in touch with the creator. And all they've got to do is send it through and then they will be a part of it.
Yeah. Yep. One of the other things we're plugging is the Art Boy versus Fanboy.
Hells yeah.
Yep. Mm.
It's DC versus Marvel. Two worlds collide. What you going to do? What you going to do? What am I going to wear?
I'm going to do something.
It's going to be very interesting. DC versus Marvel, Art Boy. I mean, if you know anything about Art Boy, Fanboy, it's an opportunity for people who are creative and they may be into stuff. They may have not done stuff, but anyone can enter work. You've got to get in touch with the guys from the gallery, tell them what your idea is, and then away you go. Mm. And you put your artwork into the gallery based on some fandom, which is fucking fantastic. I'm also plugging a party, a geeky dance party that I'm doing during the Midsummer Festival on the Friday the 23rd of Jan.
Shazam!
It's Shazam 2, Gays of Future Past. You don't need to be gay to be in it. It's essentially a cosplay and cocktail dance party. So last year was lots of fun. Em was there in her Star Wars dress.
Oh, that's
rocking
right.
It. We had a TARDIS, thanks to the TARDIS guy on the dance floor. We had a costume competition and the winner was a Thor girl that was actually a girl dressed as Thor, and her cousin told her he had a spare ticket, so she decided to come literally an hour before it started.
Wow.
So she got a red tablecloth and tinfoil and made a hat out of tinfoil and a breastplate and wore black underneath and then just walked around with a mallet. And it, the crowd all voted on the best costume. We had Catboy, like a cat man. We had a guy dressed as Jubilee. We had, what was the other one? We had a guy, I'm going to say, I hope it was a guy. I think it was a guy dressed as River Song. It was lots of fun and it was cool. And I was dressed as Jean Grey, Phoenix, then Dark Phoenix, then Spider-Man. I can't remember where it went with the crazy. But, yeah, it's happening for the Midsummer Festival. If you would like to check out the details for that, just check out midsummer.org.au and check out, look for Shazam 2, a fun party that is going to rock on.
Mm.
Awesome sauce. And we'll have it all up on the site as well. Plug in, plug away.
What you plugging?
Plug-in.
That's that for that. Why don't we talk about what we're watching?
Great start. Where are we going to start? Who's going to start?
Why don't we start with me? Peggy Carter.
Enough about Dean.
We all watched some Peggy Carter before we started the episode.
Yeah.
What a great... I actually thought that was a lovely start to a series.
So it was a double episode.
It was two episodes. Yes. So it was two episodes for him back to back, but it wasn't a double episode.
Well, for the pilot. Yeah. We've got one and two, don't we?
So it was episode one and episode two. It wasn't a double. It wasn't a one episode.
Well, yes, you are correct.
They screened two episodes back to back, and that was the launch of the series.
Thank you.
Not to be a nitpicker or anything, but
of course not.
I really liked it. I thought it was a hell of a lot of fun. The way it looks at sexism and it is really enjoyable and classy.
Mm.
And I love the tone of this series. They've certainly started off out of the gate better than Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. did with Marvel's Peggy Carter Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think it's called, like so many agents. I think it's really interesting when you look at what Marvel is doing with their television universe. This series really made me think they're really putting things out there with not just a different spin to it, coexisting within a universe, but with a really unique storytelling element to them.
Mm.
And I really like it. This was fantastic and fun, and it's like Alias, but in the past. Like, it really is Alias after World War II. The way they tied it into Cap and her into Cap's story was really brilliant. Mm. The way they tied it into the Marvel universe was great. Jarvis the Butler, hilarious. Like,
he's great.
This is a nice, it's got a nice solid base to it. And as two episodes go, it's a really good start. And it's not going to go in any traditional way because we're looking at a time period with elements that, quite frankly, all we don't know about. All we know for sure is that Peggy's not going to die.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That
but
is
I true. I think it's a really solid start. I would give it a 4.5 out of 5.
4.5. Mm.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah. The humor is great. I mean, Marvel always do a great work with their humor, and it's really carried on in this. I totally agree. I'll give it a 4.5 as well. And I look forward to seeing what happens. Like, I don't think we'll really see it now, but essentially with Jarvis, so, do you like the throwaway line of he needs to be everywhere?
Yes.
And we all know that, you know, he will be in the future. So very cool.
Definitely so. I totally dig it. I think that it's, you know, we were talking about this before we went to air, and it was the ratings weren't to be what they expected them to be for ABC. However, saying that, they did a lot better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. did for its entirety of season two so far.
But look at the time of year that it is. Like,
and I agree. Yep, totally. And we're all saying that we don't feel, even though, you know, we are in a show, we still don't feel that there was a lot of promotional material behind it either. When you had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think it was in the back of every single comic book for months. And, you know,
and Peggy Carter just kind of popped up just before it started.
Yeah, well, Peggy Carter, I think the first real sort of good go we got to see if Peggy Carter was in an episode of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which was only just recently. But
what's interesting is what we saw was Peggy Carter with the Howling Commandos.
That's correct.
And so everyone thinks that's what we're going to see, and we're actually seeing something completely different.
Well, we will see Howling Commandos because they are definitely...
Totally, but
they've
we're
definitely
seeing,
been signed on to be in the series.
Oh, yeah, but we're seeing Peggy after the war, after Cap, not happy with her life. We're really seeing the building blocks of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a really interesting story place to be because on one series you're looking at the formation of this organization which fell apart in Captain America Winter Soldier. And in another series you're looking at the rebuilding. And I'm really interested to see how they tie elements together, a la Buffy and Angel episodes, which I always enjoyed. But it's a really solid start. I think it's a really fun show. The she's just some sassy lady, that one, that Peggy Carter. She's bloody great.
She's awesome, yeah.
Loving it a bit.
Alan, all round.
Mm.
Thumbs up, all round. I've also been kicking on with my Fringe watching, catching up on Grey's Anatomy.
So, right Fringe, back to the start. Where are you on Fringe?
Season one
still, okay.
I love it. Right. I've actually been rewatching. I'm enjoying it.
Are you
so
close
much.
To the end? Are you close to the end of season one? Oh.
But I've got to get there before Netflix cancels because.
Oh yes, that's something that we didn't mention in the news either. Was
it might be? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I did read an article. Well, there's been several articles. I mean, the outrage is ridiculous. But essentially, what's happened is that the studios are putting pressure on Netflix to
block UPS
to block any so geo blockers. VPNs, any way that you can get round watching it outside of the country, of the US, then
cockbox.
Yep, pretty much. And so
it doesn't bode well for me. But FYI, Australian Netflix, I won't be getting you. Your price will be too much, and your content won't be as good. I will not pay for Foxtel. I don't wish to special download. I'm happy to buy DVDs, but for God's sake, if you're going to put these things in the infrastructure, you've really got to build up those elements and networks in a way that is more viable. I understand that we don't live in a country like America with so many people spread out over so large and so many television networks. But when you limit it further, it's not take. What I don't think what they understand is it's not taking away from them. It's not going to build up their brands.
Yeah. You know, the other problem that I have too is that Australia is renowned for television is renowned for destroying television series here. So we can get involved in something, two or three episodes, they just decide to change the time. So it goes from 8:30 at night to net 30.
Exactly. And the way in which the networks manage and handle things is half the problem. They will put a television series that people are behind and put a reality TV show that's all 25 episodes of MasterChef in front of it. And that's the thing. Like that. This is what I mean in building into the infrastructure and focus and all that kind of stuff. They have that kind of stipulations in relation to things in the UK and how many non-English-based products can be before the watershed and watermark. Mark and all of that stuff, watershed, and it makes the world of difference. We don't have that here, so essentially all this stuff's going to get blocked, but it's not going to make me watch terrestrial television. It's not going to make me get Foxtel. No. I will not be getting Australian Netflix. If American Netflix was that the price that I was going to have to pay for Australian, I wouldn't be getting it.
Yeah,
it's just that simple.
Yeah,
so I will just. But if it goes, it goes. And that's the way that it rolls.
Well, there's ten on the list so far that they've already sort of aggregators that they've already put. Mine is definitely one of them. So
you're out.
So I'm pretty much out. By the end of this month, I'll be gone. So
how do you know?
Well, they're saying that it will be within weeks of.
Who is they?
They is Netflix. They've already put out a statement saying that they've got a list. They're getting huge pressure from the studios, and they're putting not only are they putting in place a way to block these things, but they're also putting in policy, written policy. So they're making sure that they are all their ducks are in a row, not just doing one thing without the other,
okay, which is fine. So I'll enjoy it while I can.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe I should start watching things unlike Grey's Anatomy and Alice, where I already have them on DVD.
That's right. What else has everyone been watching at the moment?
I'm trying to think what's on.
We've watched something recently, Mike. We watched Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
Separately.
Right.
Separately. It wasn't a mandate. But it was.
Great movie, though.
Yeah.
Gay.
No, it wasn't like that. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
Don't even get me started.
What did you think?
So unnatural.
No, I...
FYI to new listeners, I like the cop. It's okay that I'm saying that.
Wow.
And kids at home that are listening, ask your parents about what that means.
Oh.
He just loves chicken, really. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Really good. A lot of fun. Once again, the short at the start of it. It was really, really cool. What was the name of the short again?
Feast.
Feast, that's right.
About a dog.
I love that Disney have brought these back, or Pixar. Just little shorts at the start are great. But the story itself, Big Hero 6, really cool, really fun. Just really enjoyable to watch. Which, I mean, same guys who did Wreck-It Ralph. So.
Yeah. I have some watcher outrage. Mm. I introduced over the New Year's Christmas break 13 friends to Guardians of the Galaxy. They didn't go and see it at the movies. Fools. What? So we had a few Blu-ray sessions at my house watching it, and I was filled with the love. I went to get, the chewing of Nate's burger is loud. So I went to get Captain America Winter Soldier to complete my collection and start to build my movie franchise dream in my life. And what do you get? $44.95 for a Blu-ray at JB Hi-Fi.
What?
The irony is Kmart, Target, and I'm not sure about Big W, but Kmart and Target have set into they get the price from JB Hi-Fi and lower them by $2.
Mm.
So I'm not paying $40 for a fucking Blu-ray for a movie. Fuck that shit.
Well, what is this
I'm not
madness?
Downloading. Since I don't believe do in that? Downloading a film, but I am not. I'm just going to wait. Wow. And this is one of those things that if you are bringing in a change to policy, I will buy more DVDs if you price them better. I will buy the entire series because I haven't been able to watch it on normal television, you bastards, because that is my life. I will do it hard. But, $44 for a Blu-ray for a Captain America movie is a crock of shit.
Mm.
I don't even know where to start on that shit.
I mean, despite the fact that the movie is so good.
It doesn't matter. Like, the quality of the movie.
Oh, no.
$30, I would expect to be the highest they would
40
go.
Is ridiculous.
The mass production.
$44.95.
But we're talking about a mass production of one particular product.
Yeah.
Here. So it's not like when DVDs first came out, there was like $2 margin in it. So it was really expensive to buy them. We're talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of these things out there in the market. To price them at that is ridiculous. Is crazy.
But this is, and they're like, oh, well, people are downloading, they're not really buying it. But this is why.
No.
I'm there, man. Oh. I have records. I buy CDs. I don't download music. I am there for your product. But when you price it that way, when CDs are $10 or $12 each and a Blu-ray is $44, what are you fucking thinking?
Mm.
JB, you've done it again.
Yeah, you motherfuckers. it's just, you know, like, yes, I will spend $74 on comics like I did today, but I won't spend $44 on a film.
No.
Especially when to go to the movie, that's $20 for a ticket, fucking $20 for popcorn. I've already spent that once. I'm not doing it a second time, man.
Agreed.
Yeah, watch it angry. Don't make me hangry.
Hangry?
Well, I'm not hungry and angry anymore.
No, I was going to say, it's a bit
of
a... Well, other things I have watched, Breaking Bad.
Watch the first episode. Binge. Fuck, that's funny.
Yeah.
Loving that shit.
And I've now managed to get through season 1, 2, and I'm almost at the end of season 3. Bloody good. Mm. Really, really good. So, yes, I do know I am quite behind in this show because it ended last year, was it?
It did end last year.
Cool.
But really great and just loving it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that's my review on something that's old.
Geez, in a couple of weeks and you'll be reviewing the whole you'll have to finish it before Better Call Saul.
Well, yeah, that I'm actually excited to see because the character of Saul is freaking hilarious as well. So love his character. And I actually saw the other day, where was it, the pop vinyl of Saul, which I didn't even know existed. But, yeah.
He's around.
Very cool.
He's everywhere. He is Saul. I saw the first, the return of Gotham for – Did you watch it?
I still haven't gotten past episode 3.
Whatever.
People have been telling me episode 5 is the turnaround one.
It is. So we are now, Jim is now, I would say, head security guard of Arkham Asylum. So this is the first introduction of Arkham being reopened. Anymore. Well, you have to get into it. I'm not giving anything away.
Well, you just did.
No, it's not. It's not a major spoiler.
Well, neither is whether he's a cop.
Yeah, we killed like 5 people in the, you know. Oh, hang on, that's a major spoiler.
I'm already bored.
Spoiler alert!
Whatever.
It could be the way you're telling the story, but.
No. Not everybody can have good narratives like you, Dean.
It takes work, man.
And chips.
These chips are cold.
And chips. They are cold, but they're worth it.
Nate was carrying the chips. He screwed him up.
Oh, whatever.
You and your cold heart.
Return of Gotham.
A freeze is coming.
Arkham Asylum. I'm just keep talking over to you. That's what Dean does best. Yes.
Pairs.
Get on it.
Okay. We got there in the end. I know I've been watching other things, but I honestly can't think of any of them right now. I've been focusing on comics, man. Comics. It's all about comics. Mm. Yeah, comics. Yeah.
Wow. So
I want to start.
You're so street tonight.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Boytown. Yeah.
Is that a bit of a segue? Into comics?
I kind of was about to say we're going to talk about comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was so smooth.
So I think we start with whatcha Cullen.
Oh yeah.
My. This is not Cullen Bunn. This is Mike has taken to his comic book list and taken off not one, not two, but three, maybe more, comics from his
studio.
List.
Now, a the, studio.
Actually, a after studio. Years of umming and ahhing, got the balls to say, not next month, lady. Or who's lady? Jared or Luch? But not next month, man. Not next month. So, Mike, tell us.
Okay.
How was the Great Cull of 2015?
Well, it was daunting. But once I found that email.
How did you approach it?
Well, I thought about it, and it was about 4 o'clock this afternoon. It was fairly quiet at my work.
So it was a sudden decision?
It just popped in there. I went, you know what? It's time.
Oh, God. Mike's oh, actually like
impulsive.
It's in no hesitation.
So I had impulsive a look. I went through comiclist.com and was like, which comics do I get again? Because I can't even remember.
Oh, yeah. I got Jared to print out me a list.
So I went through. I went, you know what? All of Marvel is going. Bam.
Ooh. What? Wait, what?
All of Marvel.
What Marvel did you collect?
Two titles.
Which ones?
New X-Men.
So hang on. That's what is wrong with you?
Well, I haven't read the last 10 issues, so I figure, let okay. me catch up first.
Yeah, I just... Okay, next one.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And Spidey.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I've dumped them both.
Spideyverse is really good.
But oh no, I haven't read any of it yet.
What is wrong with you?
So I figure I'll dump them, and if I enjoy them, I'll pick them back up.
Okay, then that doesn't really count, because dropping because you just haven't gotten around to reading the comics, well, it's valid, but I don't discount it. I wanted to hear some like, yeah, shit, I'm dropping it, yeah. So how's Green Lantern sitting?
All right, so what's happening with Green Lantern is, yep. I think, out of what, there's six Green Lantern titles now?
I don't feel like he's a whole new market.
Four are being cut.
Four
which ones? Which ones? Hang on, are DC cutting them or are you cutting them? Okay, I'm not talking about where you're forced. This is a cull, Mark. This is what you're culling.
Well, there's one cull left that you
what
haven't.
What have you cut? So you did only cull three. So the book's been cancelled, so I'm letting it go when it ends. Is not the way you roll.
I'm a completist, man. A completist.
This is an important cull, though. What's the next one?
Which one?
Turtles Animated.
No, that's fair.
So, yeah.
It's pretty shit.
So... Yeah. That's it. It is three.
I'm
going to
blame Tristan Jones, even though he has nothing.
I'll have another three or four titles fall off because of DC.
Good, thank God. Otherwise, I'd be in really big trouble. No. So, really, Mark's New Year's resolution was pretty shit.
Man, Nicole.
It's cull through default. Is what that is.
It's a fit, but you know what? True.
I'll just stop reading them for now, catch up on them, and then realise I like them and go back and get
How's
them.
Batman going?
Just don't even start me.
Batman's good. Robin returned. And
are you going to cull any of the Batman books?
Let's talk about Robin's return.
Yeah.
Super Rob.
Spoiler alert!
He's back.
He's come back and he's got powers, which was kind of funny the way they went about it, because it was like,
okay, so how did he
Dad.
Come was it Lazarus?
I've got powers.
It's the same Robin?
Damian? It is. It's Damian.
It's Damian.
So what happened was they came back from Apocalypse. He was still kind of comatose. Bruce was kind of falling apart in his bat suit because of shit that had happened.
Why were they in Apocalypse?
To get Damian back from Darkseid.
Who stole Damian?
Yeah, his son.
Right, keep going.
Then
pointless, but okay.
All right, so they got there.
Who's writing this?
The bat team went there. No, Tomasi.
That explains why I'm not liking it. Keep going.
Damian, they got Damian back. They brought him back to Earth. And then Bruce had to, like, put this shard of life into Damian, and then he came to life. And then, was it Kalibak, which I think is Darkseid's son, then started beating the shit out of them all because the boom tube wouldn't close because Cyborg had a virus in him and he couldn't close it until he had rebooted. So he came through. Then all of a sudden, Damian starts kicking the shit out of him and hitting him with a Batmobile.
He's got strength.
He's got super strength.
Okay, so I won't be picking that up.
But it is kind of funny because it's like, Dad, I think I have superpowers. And Bruce's response is kind of like, yes, we'll look into this.
Who else is there to
It's like mother and son, but less awkward.
Who else is there to witness that in the background when they have that conversation?
Wonder Woman?
Oh, that's right. Bat-Cow and a cat. It's a bat cat, apparently. God.
Bat cat. Cat wing.
I don't know why they've got all these animals in the cave.
Okay, I'm over this shit. That
you were there. Then. You were
it's
there?
Become an imaginary.
And you were there?
It's become a bat nagery, hasn't it?
Have you been reading anything good, Mike? Look, I'm just saying whatever.
I'll insert crickets there.
I'll just say what.
What I have been reading, what I have been reading, is the storyline in Green Lantern, so I can say goodbye. Which is the introduction of New Gods, which they've basically wanted the power of the White Lantern.
That's like the song that defines Mark's comics. Sick. Is that Indecent Obsession?
I think it was.
Oh, no, don't say goodbye. Oh, no, don't say goodbye.
Why isn't Indecent Obsession being mentioned on this show? It's a travesty.
So, what's going on in Green Lantern?
All right.
Try and make me more interested. All right.
There's a war where the New Gods are trying to find the power to defeat Darkseid. So Darkseid is everywhere.
I always thought it was Darkseid.
I'm not sure.
I think you're wrong.
Okay, let's go with Darkseid.
Seed side will call the whole thing off. Or maybe not.
I won't call it off.
No, he won't either.
But.
He agreed with me.
But he won't call it off because he can't cull anything. So.
What they need is the power of the White Lantern.
They don't need another hero. They don't just need to find a way home.
Well, that is correct. And Kyle now has found a way home. Everyone else knows he's alive again because he's been
worst inverted commas ever.
Seriously.
For the last year. But now he's back.
I'm so bored by this.
I do apologize.
No. Not. It's not your delivery. You're not Nate. But it's more. It's seriously just.
It's DC, isn't it?
Come on, man. All right. What about you? Is that it? Have you got more?
No. That's it, really.
I want to be supportive.
I haven't had a chance to read anything else. But I'm more excited about the toys I get to weapon later.
Yep. We'll save that for the very
special.
Surprise. Alternate ending.
What's your opening?
Okay. Nate.
Get ready. I've been continuing one
that
of
was
the
great, Nate,
best books of 2014, which is Copperhead, to refresh everybody's memories on Copperhead. Copperhead is set in the future.
When I'm doing this simple, it's just bring the volume
set,
down.
Set in the future on a planet which is very much like the Wild West. Our lead character, Claire, she is the sheriff of this, she's the new sheriff in town, and all the goings on of being a single mum of a young boy, Zeke, and being the sheriff of the local town and a murder mystery that's going on at the same time is quite an exhilarating read.
Sure.
Just finished issue 5, but it kind of reads like an episode. Really, it's an excellent book. Artwork is fantastic, so that is excellent. The other one that I continue to highly recommend, and I know that when we were in All Star the other day, it really surprised me that they're not reading that. This book is The Bunker. Which
who's not reading it?
Who's not reading it? Mitch is not reading it. What's going on, Mitch? Kaz is not reading it.
The fact that the story's moving.
Yep.
Yes, new store.
A whole new location.
Kaz is not reading it either, but she's going to get onto that, which is good. But yes, still going with The Bunker. We're now up to issue 9, and things are starting to get very interesting where they're starting to reveal who is going to destroy the world in the future.
Darkseid or Darkseid?
It's both. It really
it's just a bunker, bunker, burning in love.
It's a split personality. Or is it? I think it's a bit of a red herring at the moment. So okay, cool. The bunker continues.
That red herring, is it a lot to answer for, really, hasn't he?
He really does, as opposed to his brother, the white herring. Yes, but with the bunker, what the great thing about it is that there is so much information in that bunker. We don't just have 5 letters that they received. We have boxes and boxes and boxes of letters and articles and journals. And so there is so much for them to go through. And we're only up to issue 8. So anything's possible.
Anything could happen.
Anything could happen. So my recommendation for 2015, if you really want to get a good book, grab The Bunker.
Jump into The Bunker.
Cool.
It is, yes.
Right, are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Holding on to your hats?
Yep.
Are we doing
time
rapid?
Time for
Rapid Review with Dean.
Let's start. Thomas, the tank engine. Okay. So last time I think I talked about Axis and all that stuff.
You did.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's dive into Spider-Woman, issue number 2, part of the Spider-Verse. That excites me a little bit less, all these spin-offs to the Spider-Verse. I understand that's a bigger story, but I don't need the launch of a Spider-Woman series to do that. Look, the series is fun. I love the way Jessica's being written by Hopeless. He's doing a brilliant job of it. And also, actually, Hopeless and Greg Land as, Hopeless. The artwork. Yep, that's his surname. Huh. He does some really great work. Land's art for Spider-Woman works really nicely when it's dealing with all the pheromones and stuff like that. Look, this is fun. The narrative is great. I'm liking it. I'm looking forward to getting past the Spider-Verse, which is a couple of issues away.
Pause.
And we can get into a whole new world. Pause. There is an interesting thing. Yeah.
New outfit yet?
The new outfit comes after the Spider-Verse. Oh. There was an interesting response where the actual artist that created the new outfit, someone wrote to, I think it was a her on Tumblr, going, why did you make her breasts smaller when you created the new outfit? And the rant, which I don't have with me, so I'll talk about next episode. I have it on my phone. Hmm. It's bloody golden. Like, it's just like, it's no, but it's not. It's just like you people and your expectations that every artist needs to draw these things a certain way, and someone will draw her and her tits will be back. But yeah, anyway, X Factor issue number 19, all new X Factor. I think there's one more issue for the till the end of X Factor. It is sad because this is a really strong, good book. The gang are all trying to save a girl, and a demigod has risen from the girl's dead body and is going to destroy everyone. And it can corrupt people's souls, so they're all completely fucked. Except Danger takes it down because Danger doesn't have a soul.
Yes.
It's really Danger is one of the highlights of this book. She's having sex, had sex with Cypher, has offered to have sex with Polaris. She's exploring human emotions, but she doesn't have one, and it's really bold and interesting and a great way to tell this. Warlock's love for her is absolutely brilliant. It's a really great cast. It's really strong. It's a shame the book is ending. What's really brilliant at the end of it, like, they're all talking about thank God for Danger, and she's like, really? Because you're thanking God that I don't have a soul. And Polaris is in hospital, and she's like, you know, I'm just like that bed or that bottle that you're urinating in. Like, that's what I am, and you're saying thank you. And it's great the way that Peter David twists and turns his characters. It's really, I'm really going to miss this book.
You're culling that by default, really, aren't you?
I'm not culling it at all. Like, by default. It's ending. I'd keep on collecting it.
Yes.
Fantastic Four issue number 14, the reveal of who's behind everything. Turns out it was a dude that was in love with Sue ages ago. That's actually fine. The way in which it incorporates into this story is great. What he tells and how he tells it is really fun. Look, I've been loving the shit out of the Fantastic Four. I think it's changing because of whatever's going on with the Secret Wars and everything, but I'm loving it. Great fun. I don't know why you wouldn't be reading it. Superb. Guardians of the Galaxy issue number 22. It's the Venom attack. Venom attack in a spaceship.
Is this Planet Venom?
It's not Planet Venom. Essentially, they're trying to find out. Like, some people know what Venom is, and the symbiont's gone wild in the Guardians Galactic ship and is taking over each of them. In Bendis true fashion, nothing really happens but that.
Yep.
But it's great having Groot with Venom, the Venom on him, and Rocket Raccoon. The artwork is really lovely. I enjoyed the shit out of this story.
I'm about 5 issues behind, so I should really get up to date with that.
Get onto it. Yes. It's 5 months later and time runs out in New Avengers issue number 28. Look, I'm really loving this. Finally, Hickman is bringing together so many elements. Look, I've got to admit that it's a little bit confusing, but he's basically put all the chess pieces on the table, except that none of us quite know what game we're playing. That's not a new thing for Hickman. I'm just getting over it. But I'm still enjoying the story, but for fuck's sake. She-Hulk issue number 11. I think there's one more issue left of this as well. This is the one where Titania comes. This is such a fun book. The way in which they've done She-Hulk, not to mention the driving and everything, and the character work, the drawing, sorry. It's really great. I think it's really disappointing this is going because of sales, because I loved the shit out of it.
I liked the panelling in She-Hulk.
There was a period of time where the colouring was very weird, and that moment saw sales drop. I'm not saying it's the colorist's fault. Secret Avengers number 11. I'm loving the shit out of these Secret Avengers in the world in which they live. How S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting taken over again. It's just fun, camp, comedy. It's instead of taking the Secret Avengers mythos and making it really secret and arty, it's making it bloody 70s spy spasmodic awesomeness. And I love the shit out of it. This kind of reveals the whole plan. Fun. Inhumans number 10. It's a crossover with Axis. Medusa is like bad Medusa now, and she tries to kill everyone in the UN, but Spider-Man stops her. That's essentially what happens. This one, I was ready to drop. But with this issue, I like the tone and direction and focus. It's quite interesting because a lot of the comics in this pile, I was ready to drop, but one issue turning it around for me has made all the difference. Hmm. Magneto, number 13, the story behind the redheaded girl who's helping Magneto. That's pretty much it. I love the way Bun tells a story, especially with her. There's still plenty of mystery and darkness to it, and it's gritty. And I love the way in which he's painting the mutants in relation to humans in the world in such a light that it's just uncomfortable.
Man, he's got so many projects now, doesn't he?
It's so enjoyable. He's the Bendis of his generation.
He really is. Hmm. He's just on fire.
Loki, Agent of Axis, goes into depth with the end of Axis, which essentially what happened with that is that Loki and Thor get transported to the blue area of the moon where the hammer is, and Loki can pick it up. This takes the story into more depth until the Axis flip happens and then it drops and Thor doesn't remember him holding the hammer. What's really, what's good is that they're really delving into that this Loki is fucked up even though he doesn't want to be. It upsets me that they don't seem to be writing any room for redemption with this character. Mm. I'm really disappointed because I loved the tone that they had for him before. It was an expanded Axis story. That was okay. I wanted that to – that should have come out the same week of it. Once Axis was done, this story should have been done. Nova, issue number 25, an oversized Earth and Helmet shattering 25th issue. This one was on the chopping block too, and it may be after the next couple of issues. But basically Nova fought a fucked up Hulk during Axis and stopped him from being hurt, but in the process has a concussion and a damaged helmet. He's a bit fucked up and he doesn't remember a lot of things. And old Cap comes and his town got destroyed and old Cap makes him an official Avenger. So he goes to Avengers headquarters, gets given an ID card, it's probationary status until he's old enough, all of this different stuff. And it's cool. But what's really interesting at the end is that Cap turns around and goes, look, if him having that card stops him from getting killed just as quick, that's the reason why I did it. While that's all great, I'm just kind of like, I don't know if I care about this title anymore. Mm-hmm. Captain Marvel issue number, it says 100. No, 10. Issue number 10.
Seemed double.
I've been over the Carol in Space stuff. Yeah. And this tells a story from her friends of what happened to start with stuff back on Earth when rats attacked her home. It was fun. It's great. I really enjoy what Kelly Sue DeConnick is doing with the title. The space stuff has been a bit – it's been great, but for me it's just been a bit – but this is really awesome. And one issue just tying me back into the world that I know and love. Superior Spider-Man. Superior Iron Man. And issue number 3. Look, Tom, I get what you're doing. I think we need to put – I don't know. I'm still not feeling it.
Hmm.
I love Chinar's art. It reminds me of Derek Robinson. Maybe it's just because the forced way in which this change happened and now Stark is staying that way. While that's fine, I just – taking him out of Manhattan and putting him in – San Francisco forces all these element stories to come to him, and that's part of my problem. I need to see this kind of interaction, see him detach from his past. It's not like there's not a strong there's not a road to redemption here, and that's okay.
Mm.
But something's not sitting with me with this, and I need something to sit with me by the fourth issue. S.H.I.E.L.D. issue number 1. This is the S.H.I.E.L.D. team in the television series, but in the Marvel Universe, Earth 616. It sat really oddly with me. I'm going to keep collecting it.
Yeah.
It's not bad in any capacity. It's a good, fun story. But when you have a TV series and a comic book series and you try to find a way to collide them together, Coulson already exists in our comic book universe.
Mm.
So this is where I'm confused. Mm. Coulson exists in our universe, but not as the Coulson in this one. And having these characters that are set a certain way in a different connection of this, it just made me feel a bit weird.
It doesn't quite meld, does it?
It didn't meld in the way that I was happy with, but maybe that'll change in a couple of issues. Spider-Man and the X-Men issue number 1, I was sworn against getting this. It's good.
Really?
It's really good. Spider-Man, suspense Wolverine, was killing when he died, sent Spider-Man a message going, there's a mole. One of the students are a mole. Oh, so he's at the school trying to fulfill a wish of Wolverine. It's a mystery. Fun. And what is nice about it is like the X-Men being like, you're a human and we don't even know who you are. It's ridiculous that we should be here. Having racism looked at on that tone and direction, and having Peter actually be a teacher like he has been for so long, it really works in a strong way with the comedy and tone, and I think could be redeeming considering that I was so unhappy with the Wolverine and the X-Men.
Yes.
And its reboot. Then we've got Uncanny X-Men issue number 29. The Will of Charles Xavier is continuing on. This is fucking cool. Yes, Bendis is taking a little long, But it's a great fucking story. It's really intense. What the direction that it's taking the mutant world, they're coming together. The mutants are coming together. And he's really taking the direction that Bendis is telling certain elements and stories and bringing them together. That's Bocello. But he's bringing them together under a different banner. And I love it.
Yep.
All New X-Men Annual number one. This continues the story of Tempest when she traveled through time in different Earths and things like that, and basically to her future had a child. It's great. It's Bendis goodness. I love the way he does annuals. It's such a strong direction for that character, and I really enjoy the energy and tone. All New X-Men issue number 34. I love that he's taken the X-Men not just into the past but into a different avenue completely by putting them in this the Ultimate Universe. And what it really relates to the way Bendis tells stories, and especially with Iceman when he's in the middle of a heat area and it's really hot. It's just great. It's character building. It's wonderful. I know some
people... So it's worth sticking with it.
I would happily keep it. I wouldn't be dropping it right now.
All right, okay.
I think you're a fool, Mike. It's really great. It's strong. Thumbs up all around. Finally, Batgirl issue number 37.
Sparkles!
I got this because of the outrage, the way in which, people were complaining that a cross-dressing character, it was saying transgender, but it was actually a cross-dressing character, was treated. Essentially, there's a guy dressing up as Batgirl and committing crimes. The story was fine. I don't understand why everyone had concerns. Actually, the story was okay. It was actually pretty bad. Mm. As far as the representation of evil and cross-dressing, it didn't really come across that way. But certainly, it seemed like an odd choice. I don't get it. But it certainly wasn't bad. It was just shit. But that has nothing to do with that element of the story. I just don't like where this is now.
The cover looks rad.
The artwork is fantastic. It's just a bit too manga for me. Anyway, that's Dean's
rapid review.
I hope you liked it.
We haven't talked about Newsroom. Have you watched the?
No, why we haven't talked about it
yet. All right, let's not talk about it.
That was easy.
So Mark has presents for himself.
Yay! All right, so the other day after seeing Dean's post about these
vinyl
original
turtles at Art Boy, not Art Boy, All Star.
I ended up going there the other day and managed to score myself a Leonardo in the hope of getting a Michelangelo. So
you didn't
with what me now.
Mean? They're different than the packaging.
So you have to hope that you're going to get what you open.
So there's a chance that Mikey could be in one of these boxes.
That's fucked.
So let's.
That's what a blind bag is.
That's fucked.
That's part of the excitement.
But it's time.
So have you only got two?
Yeah.
You've got Leo already. You want a Mikey?
I want a Mikey.
Come on, Mikey. The suspense is killing me.
Laura.
Can I just say they've really glued these quite well.
There's no turning back once
it
you
makes
open.
It makes for riveting listening.
It really does, mate.
Well, it's okay. I have managed to work the other corner.
Struggling.
I would like a Predator-esque.
I don't know why he just doesn't rip it open.
Shredder, if I got one.
So who have you got, Mike?
All right, we're almost there.
Are you trying not to destroy the box?
I am trying not to destroy the box.
Oh, my God.
All right, here we go. The box is open.
Drum roll, please.
And now.
Oh, my God, there's more wrapping.
Yeah. I think there'll be some Benny Hill music and some fast forward.
Mark can't open the foil.
Not to say the life. You're supposed to tear it, you tool.
Do you tear it?
Yeah, you tear it. Okay. There's a little tail.
It's not tearing.
This is killing
all of us. Mike, why didn't you prepare one earlier for us?
Well, I didn't think it'd be this hard.
Oh, right. Wow.
Give it here.
All right. Dean.
Yeah. I don't want to ruin your fun, but come on.
Just pop the top.
Rain on his parade.
There isn't a tear line.
Get your teeth into it.
No, that's bad hygiene, man.
I'm going to get a knife out of your kitchen.
Let's not do knives because we always know how sharp objects
end. I shall return. Where are the scissors?
Sharp objects always end badly. So just while everybody's waiting.
While you're waiting, can you... Oh, wait, I got it. Can you open the other one while we're waiting?
Because yes, might take absolutely. A while. I'll just tell everybody what it is. It's the it's from Nickelodeon. It's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Wave 1 Action Vinyls. It's done by the Loyal Subjects.
Who has Mark got?
Who Ooh. Have done some awesome ones. Ooh, you don't tell me.
No.
It's not who you think. It's not who we
think. It's not who I think, but...
It's Shredder. Shredder. It's well Predator done. Looking Shredder. What don't you reckon he looks like the Predator?
That's Shredder.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't see him.
Hang on, you go. Have a look. Shredder is great, though. Looks just like the original series Shredder.
Like yeah, he does look like Predator.
All right, so I think it was a mistake asking Nath to help with the opening.
No, I'm just ripping
it. Look at that. He's ripping the shit out of it.
Good.
It's a box, dude. Now give me the bag because you clearly can't open it.
No, no, look, scissors.
So it's done by the Loyal Subjects.
Just
going
open
back.
It like you would a pack of chips.
I tried that. This didn't happen.
Who also did the Doctor Who figures, the blind bag figures. So you can get Splinter, Shredder, Casey, Karai... April. Leonardo, Ray, Raph, Donatello, Michelangelo, and then you've got three.
Got now, Mike.
Here we go. We have. Oh,
no, it's not what you think.
It's It'll be not
Raph.
No, it's Karai.
Karai, who kind of looks a little bit mutant.
Okay, so do you have any doubles?
No,
not yet.
Well, that's something.
That's good.
That is good.
Okay, so that was really anticlimactic, but maybe next week Mike will get Michelangelo.
Well, we never know, and that's what we hope. Curiosity. The search for Mikey continues.
All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed the Boys Are Back in Town Watch the New Year watching. So if it's what you're not pop vinyling,
what you can't find Mikeying,
what you're coming by default,
or watch a Marvel's fucking awesome suck your UDC, that could have gone another way.
Wow.
We want to hear about it. Enjoy your burgers. What? You can catch me at Dean Arcuri on Twitter. You can catch Mike at
Mickey Toons.
And you can catch Nath at
Nath from Watcher.
And remember,
and M.
Oh, well, she's not here.
Okay.
Remember to Dr. Emma Beddoes is where you can catch her on.
Bye, Em.
And remember to follow us on Facebook, Watch a Podcast, facebook.com/watchapodcast, or at Watch a Show on Twitter, or Watch a Show on Instagram.
Instagram. We love it.
Just send stuff to us.
And also, don't forget to slip, slop, slap. But don't worry about it this weekend because right now it's just raining and shit.
So, see you guys.
Best wishes, best stuff.
Bye.
Bye.
Sandwich.